Once upon a time, there was a mermaid, a crab, a sea lion, a seahorse, and a sea turtle. They all lived together in the great Pacific Ocean. One day, as they were taking a nice cold swim, they came across a map to a treasure chest. On it was marked the Great Castle of Gold. But there were no directions. So all the friends set off to find the Great Castle of Gold. They prepared for a long swim in the ocean. They swam for 2 days with no luck. On the third day, as they were swimming, they met a fish named Tori. She was lost and did not know the way home. "Hey, can you guys help me get home?" Tori asked. "Oh no, we can't," they replied. "Come join us. We're going for a long swim to find a treasure," said the mermaid. "Oh, I saw something sparkling on my way," said Tori. "Where did you see it?" shouted everyone excitedly. "It was pretty far off," said Tori, "but I think I remember. I remember, I remember," and she started swimming away. Everyone followed Tori excitedly. After swimming for an hour, they reached the Great Castle of Gold. "Now, we need to find the chest," said the mermaid. "Oh, I know. Let's knock on the castle door," said Tori. So they all knocked on the door and waited. Soon, someone opened the castle door. It was the Blue Witch. The Blue Witch was a good witch. She was kind and helpful and beautiful. She had a silver and diamond tiara. All the friends were surprised to see such a beautiful witch. They thought all witches were bad. "Hi, we are the sea creatures of the Great Pacific Ocean. We found a map to a treasure chest in the Great Castle of Gold and came here looking for it," said the mermaid. "Welcome to the Great Castle of Gold," said the Blue Witch. "I am the guardian of this palace. I can let you take the treasure chest, but before you do that, you will all have to complete a challenge." The sea creatures were all very happy to hear that, but they were also worried about what the challenge would be.
"Ooh, I love challenges," said Tori.
The Blue Witch smiled and said, "In the castle garden, there is a very heavy blue diamond, which is guarded by an old mermaid. Legend says that whoever is able to pick up the blue diamond and put it back into the Great Castle of Gold can take the treasure chest. If you are all able to do that, I will let you take the chest." The mermaid, crab, sea lion, seahorse, and sea turtle set off towards the castle garden. There, they saw an enormous diamond. An old mermaid was sleeping next to it. The sea lion walked up to the old mermaid and said, "Hello, we are here to try and take the blue diamond into the castle, may we?" The old mermaid woke up and said, "Yes, sure, but I have never seen anyone who could lift it. You may try if you want to." All five of the friends tried picking up the diamond, but not one of them could move it a single inch. Then Tori stepped up to try. The friends looked at her and said, confused, "Can you pick it up?" Tori said, "I'll try." And oh joy, she was able to lift the diamond with one hand. Everyone stared at her in wonder. "Hey fellas, where do you want me to take this big blue rock to?" asked Tori.
"Into the castle," said everyone.
They all walked into the castle with the Blue Witch leading them. Inside the castle, they placed the blue diamond inside McPhee, the magic well. The Blue Witch turned to the friends and Tori and said, "Congratulations, you can take the treasure chest. But since Tori was the one who picked up the blue diamond, you will have to make sure that she becomes a part of your group." Then she turned to Tori and said, "I will give you a magical house. Whenever you go somewhere and lose your way, you just have to say, 'Abracadabra, zippity zap, where is my home? Come to me fast,' and your house will appear in front of you so you will never be lost again."
all the six friends were now very happy. They took the treasure chest and the map and started swimming back to home, where they all lived happily together forever.